think I like this little life.
Oh my God.
This little life.
I can't with all of those. My favorite are the ones with people doing it to their dogs. It's like the funniest thing because the dogs are like ready to freaking bite your face.
I'm going to try that tonight.
It's startling.
I'm going to do that on Snapchat.
It's, I think, almost more startling for the dogs than it is for humans.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because they're sensitive to sound, obviously. So it's like, what the hell?
I think that my eldest squirrel, I don't think he'll give a damn at all. But I think my little baby world peace,
he's going to
bark back.
Oh, that's
you know how
be
he
funny.
Like gets on the paws and puts his ass up and goes, whoa!
Even if you don't post it, film it and let me watch. I want to see what his reaction is.
Okay, I'll do it. Can you remind me? I might forget.
Yeah.
I'm just a little baby.
Just a little baby. Yeah. Oh my God, no, but don't. I do feel like I'm just a little baby sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd be wanting to have what they call rotting days, like for real.
What is a rotting day?
A rot.
Not the baby's rotting. What is that?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think it's a hilarious term for a very familiar concept. Like, I would have ordinarily just called it a lazy day.
Mm.
But a rotting day is really where you just sit and you rot.
Right.
Which I think it's actually a beautiful thing.
Right.
Because it's like, to do nothing is one of my favorite things.
Right.
It's like what I look forward to every holiday season, actually.
Right.
So like to sit and rot and like to have a rotting day every week, at least once a month, you have to have a rotting day.
Oh.
Just to be able to restore. Otherwise, you know, you're doing too much. Your system's always on. It's like sometimes you need those days where you can literally just sit there and freaking decompress,
no,
you know?
I get it. I wish I could, but I get it. I get the concept of rotting day, but I don't really necessarily call it this, but I've had friends in the past that they call it giny days.
Giny days.
Yeah, and the definition is that you just sit at home and rub your giny all day. That's what it was called. That was the original rotting day.
I don't know if that was the original rotting day.
To me, it was. And you're supposed to like eat. There's no diet. There's nothing. There's no restriction.
No, but that's sounding like some PMS time. And that's different than a rotting day.
I don't think. Are you rubbing your giny on PMS?
No.
I think it's not that.
No, and that's also something. That's also something else. All to say, I don't think that's rotting. Rubbing your giny does not equal rotting.
Okay, to each their own.
Never heard the term giny.
Yeah, giny day. This version of rotting has a little bit more activity in it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like that's a lot of work. For a rotting day.
Listen, bitches don't want to work.
For a rotting day.
Bitches don't want to work.
That's freaking hysterical.
I know.
Well, I'm sure those days bring people pleasure different type of way.
Yeah. I don't think I have rotting days, but I definitely have days where I watch TV.
Okay.
And I can't believe.
But you don't rot.
No, I do, but it's short term. But mm-hmm. I just, you know, as you know, I wish you finished it. But I just watched The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
Oh, I am looking forward to finishing it.
I just want to say this. Without spoilers, I'm going to talk about Natalia Grace, okay? You know what you know. We know what we know, okay? So Natalia Grace, she is a person with dwarfism who was adopted from the Ukraine to this family. And the discrepancy was that people do not know how old Natalia is. So... And by people, it means the family. No one questioned it prior. Mm-hmm. And they get her legally re-aged to...
That's
do you know
a spoiler.
This? Is that
no.
a spoiler?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Oh, sorry. I'll back up.
It's okay.
I'll back up. They don't know how old she is. Mm-hmm. And the family thinks she's much older than she is. Mm-hmm. We'll just say that without the spoiler, even though I gave one.
Mm-hmm.
And... Basically, you get to hear the entire story about, you know, what's her age? Is she actually this evil little girl? They also think she's evil. Just side note, that's on top of it. And there's a lot of insane things that go on. And it's got to be the most interesting, best documentary I've seen in a long time. Granted, I don't watch a lot of documentaries and I also don't pay that much attention typically. But this one had me in a chokehold. And I'm ready to talk about it. And when you watch it, we're bringing this up again.
Okay,
but for the time being, yeah. Go watch freaking The Curious Case of Natalia Grace on HBO. Oh, sorry, Max. My bad.
Get it right.
My bad. So y'all who care, go watch that. It's actually mind-blowing. Because, like, I had heard of the story before. Like, I knew what it was about, but, like, I'd never watched the doc.
Yeah.
Watching the doc, mind-blowing. You gotta watch it.
It's very good. Yeah. I've only seen the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And so far, so good.
And side note, if you guys see this, please comment on what you think about the ending, because I really need to talk to somebody about this. I wish it was
And
you.
A new season just came out recently. Yeah,
it's two seasons.
Two seasons. Yeah. New one.
Yeah.
Yeah, just came
crazy.
Out. I'm excited to finish it.
Yeah, you must.
Haven't seen it.
On a rotting day.
Perhaps. Oof.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Mommy.
Get in the bed and let's party. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Mommy.
Get in the bed and let's party.
I had like a little like flashback the other day.
Oh.
So I was babysitting for these young girls and we were like doing like arts and crafts. And so I asked them for markers and they brought me these like super fancy, like Japanese, literally from Japan markers that are like high quality markers. And I was like, these are so nice. And I also was like, these are probably so expensive. Like I actually felt bad coloring with them because I was like, here I am making like a dinky little drawing and like, these are probably like a $500 set of markers, like right. Something crazy. Nonetheless, it really took me back to when, you remember those fruity smelling markers? Like every color was a different scent.
Yep.
I feel like low key, I used to like huff those. Like maybe not in a way that was like.
Weren't you supposed to though?
I mean, yeah, you're supposed to smell them, right?
Right.
But like sometimes I wondered if I was smelling them for too long.
You know, a lot of people I knew weren't just smelling them. They were licking them too. Yeah.
They would lick it?
Yeah, lick it and try to.
But it didn't taste like anything, right?
Right. They learned that.
Yeah.
But like, I think most kids did smell and lick them.
Oh, I never actually put it in my mouth.
And then a lot of people, maybe not a lot, but a lot of people I knew figured out how to make scented stuff. And then they started selling those. Like, a lot of people would make scented, what's it called? A pencil. Scented pencils.
What?
Yeah, and they would sell them. They called them smelsels. Smelsels.
I never saw those.
Smelsels.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Very interesting concept.
There were entrepreneurs out there on my playground.
Yeah, so interesting.
Couldn't be me, but.
No, that's amazing.
No, but they were out there.
I miss those days, man. I'm like, those markers were the best. And honestly, it's like, it was just that added little scent that really just made it so much more enjoyable to color.
Right.
Coloring is like, I don't know, brings me peace.
Do you color?
No, I don't. I'm doing it the other day. It brought me a lot of joy.
Oh, with the children?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
But when now that you're coloring, are you coloring like in the lines or you're drawing something and coloring it?
Drawing something and coloring it.
Okay, so you don't have like the little.
It wasn't like a coloring book.
It's not a coloring book.
No.
It's drawing and coloring.
No, blank piece of paper can and you, go crazy.
Can you draw?
I feel like I'm a decent drawer.
Really?
Yeah.
Like if you drew me, do you think I would know it's me?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you're unique because your hair, I feel like that's a dead giveaway. Like, oh yeah, that's Keon.
Right.
But like, if I had, I don't know if I'm great at portraits. I'll say that.
Okay, so you can't draw.
I feel like.
Okay, so you don't have that skill.
I didn't say like I'm an artist, but like, I think I'm a decent drawer.
I know some people who like sneakily can just like draw something you could hang on the wall.
Oh, I'm not that girl, but I do actually, one of my best friends is amazing at drawing and at painting.
Mm.
And you know this person, but nonetheless, I didn't get that. Talent. No. I can paint.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not a painter.
You know what?
I can draw, but I'm not an artist.
Sure. I believe you. One of my favorite things, it doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, it just really brings me joy.
Mm.
I love when I get fan art.
Fan art.
Fan art really makes my heart sing.
That's amazing. Like, have any of them looked like a lot like
they
you?
They look nothing like me because like genuinely the people who are doing fan art are like 10, which I'm like, I just feel like you shouldn't probably be listening to me, like, at all.
Sure.
Genuinely.
You also shouldn't be in Sephora.
And we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, they draw the ugliest versions of me constantly. It's not even close. But I think it's so cute. And I always repost it.
Yeah.
I do love it.
That's sweet. No, I think that's really sweet.
Yeah. No, but let's talk about the 10-year-olds.
What's wrong?
I can't speak.
Ah.
got my tongue. Let's Try talk again. About. Yeah, I will. Let's talk about the 10-year-olds at Sephora.
Oh, it's my favorite like thread on TikTok.
Have you seen
right now.
It like IRL?
I haven't seen it IRL. Well, okay. Let me say this. I have not seen them in Sephora. Mm. However, I have seen 10-year-olds in real life.
Right.
Who have
right.
products that blow me away.
Right.
Like, if you're a girly and you know, and I feel like you might also know, I mean, for some of the more educated men's out there, you probably also know this. Like, there are certain brands that are, like, notoriously expensive, especially sure. in Sephora. And a lot of stuff in Sephora is, like, sure. pricey. Uh-huh. But, like, the main one that to me that always stands out is Drunk Elephant.
Yeah, I hear Drunk Elephant, Drunk Elephant, Drunk Elephant.
Yes.
But to be honest with you, like, I don't know much about Drunk Elephant other than I know young girls like it.
Yeah, no. I'm honestly, like, there was maybe a few beauty influencers who I had heard reference certain products that they were like, oh, I love this product.
Yeah.
But not enough for it to be, like, the product that everybody wants. So right. I'm guessing it just became hip. And now it's, like, hilarious because I'm like, Drunk Elephant seems to be, like, all over these little girls' medicine cabinets or whatever right. you want to call it. And I'm like, each bottle, I'm like, that's like $80, $80, $80, $80. Like, everything is expensive.
Yeah.
And I don't know that their line is much more special than most other beauty
lines. Is it skincare?
It's skincare. And that's the other part that's like hilarious.
So it's not even makeup.
No. It's skincare. Skincare. And I think a lot of their stuff is typically like unscented.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be like, you know, maybe a little bit more natural, but like it's supposed to work, obviously. Yeah. But like, I've tried a few different products. Right. I'm like, they're cool. It hasn't impressed me to the point where I'm like, I have to rave about Drunk Elephant. But right. nonetheless, these girls, the little girls that I babysat for recently, I asked them, I was like, will you bring me, like, bring out all the products that you use every day? Like, I want to see like your get ready with me routine.
Right.
And so they literally come out with their hands full of like all these goodies from Sephora. And I'm like, as I sit there and I look at their little get ready stuff, it's just, it's amazing because you have things like one of the girls, God bless her, she's so cute. She had like a setting spray. Mm. And I was like, so your setting spray. But then I noticed in her get ready with me routine, like the only makeup that she really, I think, is allowed to wear is blush.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, so you set your blush.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know. It's cute, but I'm also like, it's the videos on TikTok that kill me because right. those are the little brats. Like, the little right. girls who I know, at least they're not like nasty about sure. it. But I'm like, I've seen a lot of videos of people impersonating younger girls and even of some younger girls who get on TikTok and post right. videos right. who are just so extra with it. And I'm like, honey, why do we need a 20-step skincare routine
right.
at 10 years old? Your right. skin is literally in peak condition right now. Before you even hit puberty, your skin is amazing. Although, you know what? They could fire back at me and be like, maybe if you would have had a 20-step skincare routine at 10,
right.
you'd be looking better. Like, right. who knows? Right. But like, nonetheless, I think that's the ironic part to me is because I'm like, sure, like, when we're younger, there's always something that's cool and there's always something that you're going to get into that everybody's sure. going to want to have, i.e. the Stanley Cups.
Sure.
You know, but like, nonetheless, it's like hilarious to me that it's skincare because right. I'm like, why do we need right. all of these skincare products?
Right.
For what?
Listen, I have a controversial take on the Sephora girlies.
Tell me.
I don't mind it. I have to be honest because like I get like the spoiling of it and like people have an attitude. Like I don't stand for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think, like, of things to have interest in, I don't think that wanting to have good skin is all that bad. And also, like, I know a lot of adults who, like, never develop the habit of taking care of their skin, right. women included, mm-hmm. not just men.
Yeah.
And I actually think if you were starting doing that at 10 years old, you might have great skin. We don't know yet. Does it sound ridiculous to us? Sure. But we weren't doing it. That's why it sounds sure. ridiculous. Do I think some people are taking it too far? Sure. But they're 10.
Sure.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I hear like the actual actions to people's parents in person. Sure. That's not good. But I don't know. If you want to put a little lotion on, girl, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting to me that it gets used against people.
Right.
Where it's like, you know, like maybe if you had some Drunk Elephant,
right.
you wouldn't have those lines going on. You know, like that's where I'm like.
Who says that?
10-year-olds.
They're honest. I don't know. They're honest. Maybe you wouldn't have those lines.
Listen, I'm with you. Like, honestly, if I had daughters right now, I think I'd be so hyped to get into, like, skincare with them.
Oh, my God. I'd love it. I'd be like, let's do it together.
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing. However, again, it's the brats who ruin it for everyone.
But, like, at the same time, I mean, I never grew up as a young gal. Mm-hmm. But, like, am I wrong that around 10 years old, like, I feel like people are, like, trying eyeshadow, at least playing, maybe not leaving the house, but, like, you're playing with makeup at this point, right?
Yeah, and I think the makeup part is, like, it's not too different, honestly. Yeah. However, I mean, I guess it just depends on the person. Like, I think there's a lot of people who would say you don't need makeup because you're correcting a problem that doesn't exist.
Right.
Same thing with skincare. You're correcting a problem that doesn't exist, you know? Like, so technically it's not that different.
Right.
Than makeup.
But I'm like, it's just...
And young girls have been into makeup forever.
Yeah.
So there's that. But
yeah, they just play with it.
But I think the other part, though, too, is like, I feel like my generation of young girls...
Yeah.
Like, we grew up with, like, the cute little, like, $3 lip glosses, right, you know? Right. Maybe a little Smackers or whatever they were called. Sure. Lip gloss. Like, those things were affordable. Sure. I think the part that's really outrageous is just this expensive
$80
skincare
product.
An $80 lotion.
Right, but, like, at the same time, mm-hmm. I think really the difference is just that there's internet now. And there wasn't before. Because I'm sure the rich girls were buying expensive shit then. We just didn't know.
Probably.
And now it's publicized. So obviously, like, middle class and, like, you know, other people really want it as well. So it's, like, a coveted thing. But, like, I bet you the billionaire's daughter didn't have lip smackers.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm not even saying, just upper middle class. You know what I mean? Like, if it's a Christmas, I don't know. Some people, like, take it. Obviously, way far.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. Is it expensive for a reason is the question. Like, is it that good?
Right.
I don't know.
It's a questionable thing. Yeah. But you know what? Explain to me what you think is special about the Stanley Cups and why those are so popular.
Oh, my God. I can't get with the Stanley Cup. Okay. I've had my cup eras. Like, obviously, I was there for the Hydro Flask and... Mm-hmm. Now we're on the Stanley, and we're already on the next one. I forget what it's. It's like the Awala or something. It starts with an O. I have one. Not because I wanted one. I think it's ugly as hell. I will find the name. The Stanley. Here's the thing about the Stanley. We actually can't even talk about it because it's too late. This is gone and come and gone. Like, us talking about the Stanley now is actually old. This is old news. We're behind the bandwagon. We're not trendsetters.
No.
It's not going to work. What do I think about that cup? It's not made for me. I'll say that. It ain't made for me.
No.
It ain't giving me nothing. I like a straw, though. But I like a straw, and I like a, what's it called? Like thermal, what's it called? Vacuum sealed stuff. Like, I like that. But I don't think the Stanley's vacuum sealed, right? Because there's a straw in it.
Yeah.
Like, the Hydro Flask, like, you shut that bitch.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you had ice all day. But I know people say that about the Stanley. Like, I've seen videos where, like, my car was on fire. And they pulled the Stanley cup out, like, and there's still ice. So, I guess there's some sort of technology there.
Yeah.
I'm all for water in a cup.
Stay hydrated is the moral of the story. Yeah. Whatever cup you want to use, whatever. Yeah.
But, like, as a status symbol for me, because here's the thing. When you walking around that bitch already, a little cup ain't gonna do much for me. But for y'all who need to flex on them with that cup, that's good for you. But I did buy a Stanley cup once, but I didn't actually buy it for me. It was a gift.
Okay.
When I was in Tokyo, when the first Starbucks Stanley cups came out. And don't rob me, you freakies, because you want it. I'll give it to you. Shoot. Yeah, I got I have the mini Starbucks Stanley Cup from Tokyo.
Whoa.
That's cute. But I love a Starbucks cup.
Probably going to go for thousands of dollars later.
I'm talking shit about the Stanley Cup, but you've seen mine. I got my little Starbucks cups.
No, I just wanted to ask, just because we were talking about young girls on TikTok, and that was one of the ones that...
No, yeah, no. I think the young girls...
It's a popular topic.
Here's the thing. You know, my background's marketing. It always has been, it always will be, and that's what I'm always going to think about. And I'm like, listen, the way that the young girls move is what's real. Y'all catch up, you judge them, and then it catches up. Because I bet you this about Drunk Elephant, a lot of people weren't using it until the young girl started. Now you want it as well.
Probably.
I'm interested. I don't know anything.
And I don't know. I'm interested. I don't know. As a grown woman, I would have to say I don't know. It actually feels the little girls need to come for me. Right. I'm like, I feel like drunk elephant feels late.
That it is feels... because you know about it now, you're late.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had heard about Drunk Elephant way before I heard the girlies were buying it.
Period.
And I had tried it and I was like, all right, it's cute, but like, whatever. And then when I heard it was a craze, I was like, why?
Right.
But nonetheless, we can move on from the little girls.
No, we won't. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, I just remember because, like, I guess to me, what age do you think it is okay or socially acceptable for a young woman to do her skincare routine without being judged and an $80 bottle?
Without being judged.
Yeah.
You know what? The truth is, I don't think I would ever judge a young girl for wanting to do her skincare routine. I if you want to take care of your skin, like, cool. Because I don't think you're really going to notice is the thing. Mm. Now, if we're talking makeup, different.
Okay, what age
am I going to judge a little girl for wearing too much makeup?
Or just, like, when's it okay? Because there's got to be an age where, like, societally, you're allowed to now do your skincare and your makeup and whatever. Because, for example, like, I remember when my sister was growing up, like, I remember the whole shaving the legs was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Which I personally don't quite understand still. Like, I'm like, when I have daughters and they want to shave their legs, I think I'm game for it.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Somehow that's controversial to somebody.
It is.
It ain't your problem. They don't exist.
I knew a girl that I felt so bad for because she was younger than me. I remember she was 11. I was 13.
Yeah.
And her mom wouldn't let her shave at all. And the armpit hair was unreal.
Yeah.
And this poor girl wanted to shave so bad. And her mom was like, nope. Can't do it.
Yeah, no. I remember my sister. My mom's rule with my sister, she could shave up to her knee. So this bitch had hairy thighs only. Mm. But those knees.
Yo.
And below, smooth. But then I was like, what? I couldn't, like, even being younger, I was like, what?
Why wouldn't you just let her do it?
Yeah, I was like, why are we doing half of it?
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't understand. And I get the argument of safety. Mm-hmm. Sure. It's like, probably, like, less appealing. So, like, I get the safety aspect of it. Like, I can see that argument.
Mm-hmm.
But, let's just take that out of the situation. Like, I just don't know what age things are fine. Because, I mean, some people pierce their freaking newborn baby's ears, you know?
Yeah.
And we just be like, all right.
Right. And that's all for beautification, technically.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good question. Like, what age is it acceptable?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, everybody's got a different number in their head. And I also think it depends on the kid, too. Like, I would imagine, like, I don't know. Like, I think the age at which it starts to feel like, oh, yeah, like, let her do it. Right. For me, like, I think once you hit puberty, so many things are changing.
Right.
And it's one of those things where I think that's when you really start to become an adult, truly.
Right.
So, like, therefore, I feel like that's an appropriate time to, like, okay, if you want to, like, dibble in this, dabble in that, like, here's how you do it. Just do it responsibly.
Right.
Same goes for makeup and things like that, where I'm like, okay, yeah, like, I may allow my kid to, like, wear some makeup. But, like, yeah, don't show up with freaking lashes. That was, like, I've seen girls in high school wearing lashes these days. And I'm like, not that I wouldn't let my kid do it if, like, they really, really wanted to, but it just feels like, you know.
Yeah.
As we learn as adults, everything in moderation, I think, is fine.
Sure.
But I think probably, I would say probably 10 to 13, depending on when you're kind of hitting that puberty line, is when I feel like I would probably feel most comfortable.
Sure.
But, like, say my kid, like, I don't know, she wanted to wear a little blush before 12. Am I going to be mad? No. Mm-hmm. Little mascara? No.
Yeah.
It's cool. If the hair was, like, growing out of control and they wanted to shave it, like, I'm definitely gonna let them do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, whatever makes you feel good. Because I want my kids to have confidence too.
Sure.
So I'm like, if it's really gonna make you feel better, that's one thing. But if you're just doing it because everybody else is doing it, sometimes I'm like, let's think about it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah. I think every kid's different. And, like, I think if I trusted my kid to, like, use it responsibly, and it's also gonna do something beneficial for them.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been a parent yet.
Yeah.
To human babies. I cannot shave my dogs. No, but I just feel like for me, if we had a real conversation about it, I'm very open to like whatever, as long as it's not permanent.
Yeah.
On your body.
Right.
I feel like I'm very open as a parent.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, like, maybe it even stems from me dyeing my hair. It could be that. Because I feel like even the stigma of that to me before I had ever even done that was like, oh, you're weird.
I also think being in LA,
sure,
you're exposed to a different level of child.
Yeah.
That, like, it's like, I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that I've maybe been a little desensitized to.
Oh, yeah. We're desensitized. We're not.
So it's like, if your kid brings it up, you're like, oh, it's nothing. You're fine.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen what these girls be doing. Right. So, like, if you want to do that, like, whatever.
Right. But my thing is, I'm like, if you're my little cutie patootie, then you're going to be my cutie patootie.
Right.
That's it.
But, like, also, it's funny because your environment also dictates that. Because I'm like, me growing up where I grew up, like, nobody was doing, like, full face makeup. Like, that just, like, you never saw it. Right. So, like, you would look ridiculous.
No, for sure.
But here, it's not that ridiculous.
No, if you were just full glam at the grocery store here, people would just say nothing.
No, they'd be like,
whatever. No, but I even with, once again, with the hair, when I walk around here, ain't nobody thinking a thing.
I know.
When I'm in, like, Arizona or anywhere else, everybody's head turns.
Blue hair.
Yeah, and I don't even think I have blue hair. Like, I don't think
you
about
forget
it.
That it's even on there.
And it's honestly not even that violent.
No, I don't think so, but it is. It's,
you're used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So am I.
I mean, even for me, though, too, it's like, I don't feel like I would get as, I don't even want to say embarrassed, because I don't feel like I would get embarrassed back home either, but like, I would be very aware of the fact that I stand out from my surroundings back home versus here. If I stand out, I'm like, everybody kind of stands out, you know, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's
not as crazy.
Yeah, I honestly, I think I'd prefer to live this way. Yeah. I do.
Period.
You know, but like, I don't know, just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Or not even yourself. It's not even, I don't even feel like this is myself. It's just like, this is what I'm doing right
now.
And I'm
like, do what you want.
Yeah, do what you want. Don't.
With your body and with your appearance.
Yeah, just don't be hurting people or yourself.
And the permanent thing, I would agree
thing
with you
is,
there.
Let's talk about that a little bit further.
I'm not doing a tattoo before 18. Like, I just don't think I would ever okay it.
Oop.
I just don't think
I
would
not
ever
even
okay
when they
it.
Try to trick you with the lip one. You know, the one that's like not permanent, but really it'd be lasting forever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I'd rather not okay that.
Yeah.
But other things.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, do it in secret.
Right. But speaking of youth, have you heard of this whole, like, baby girl man trend?
You mean, like, when he's so baby girl?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Do you think I'm so baby girl?
Oh, my gosh. You kind of are baby girl. I feel like
I think my reaction just said I wasn't baby girl. That sucks. I could have just fucking been like, oh. If I just said, oh, you think I'm baby girl.
Right.
I would have ate that.
You would have ate that. You would have Jacob Elordi that so hard.
Instead, I gasped and I was a pick me. Like, I wanted to be baby girl so bad, gasped.
I mean, I think you kind of are. I mean, but you're right. You just kind of outed yourself in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, you're not fully baby girl.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Okay. Well, speak
I'm
on
into
it still.
It. No, I'm really, I just heard the term actually. And so I was excited because I was like, oh my God, I love that term. Yeah. Like a baby girl man. Yeah. I was like, or a baby boy, obviously. But like, I think it's really great. I think it's actually a very sexy trait when you're like comfortable enough in your masculinity to then rock maybe gender nonconforming accessories, colors, like, fire.
Right.
Super fire. Like, I love like a floral sweater on a man. Fire.
Mm.
Pink. I've always loved the color pink on a man. Fire. I think the bags thing is sick because I was like, I love this.
The
like,
bags are cool.
The idea that I could borrow a handbag from my man. Fire.
Thank you to my man.
And my man.
Okay,
yeah.
But don't get me wrong about the baby girl. So I actually think the origin of baby girl was from Michelle Marone from 365. Have you seen that?
Oh, no.
It's like the kind of second coming of 50 Shades of Grey. It's like another sex movie. And he just like kidnaps her and then they bang like a lot and then they get married. It doesn't really matter. But like really what happened there is like his quote was like, are you lost, baby girl? And he just kept calling her baby girl. So then it stemmed into this like kind of like dark, like tall, dark and handsome guy calling you baby girl. is what makes him so baby girl.
Oh.
You know, so it's like,
I think I totally got a different read on what this means.
I don't think you're wrong, though. Like, I think it's morphed into like a more like
an aesthetic.
Yeah, metro guy can be baby girl.
Sure.
You know, now, but he still, I think, has to be attractive enough to call you baby girl and for you to like it.
Okay.
You know, so that's the origin. It's morphed. It's kind of confusing now a little bit.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, you want to be like, oh, he's so baby girl.
Okay.
So now I'm realizing when you called me baby girl,
uh-huh.
I think you were thinking I was a baby girl. I think you thought I was a little baby girl.
Period. But you know what, though? I meant it as a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah. No, and I took it as one.
But I also think, yeah, okay, so I'm thinking more in terms of like baby girl fashion versus, oh, he's so baby girl.
Yeah, no, I think like Jacob Elordi, to me, he is so baby girl, but it's also because he's like tall as hell, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But like, I think he dresses, I feel like he's just like an artistic guy.
Well, given the like Michelle Maroney comparison,
yeah.
I can totally see how Jacob Elordi is so baby girl.
Yeah, exactly.
But then like my version of what I understood it to be was like baby girl would be like Harry Styles. Because he does the gender bending fashion.
Sure, but
fashion.
He is so baby girl
ASAP
well.
Rocky.
But no, but he also is so baby girl. Like, you're getting it.
It's like just different. Okay, yeah. So maybe they align.
They do align.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, dope.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's fun anyways. I just like the idea also of calling a man baby girl. I think that's amazing.
No, it's hilarious. I love to say that.
Yes.
I don't say it, though, that often.
You said I love
like,
to
Like, I'm just
say
saying,
that.
Like, I think I like to think it, but I've never said to somebody, you're so baby girl. But maybe I'll start.
It's a new concept for me, so I have to try it out.
I love learning, like, a new little thing every week where I'm just like, oh, this is what we're saying now.
No, it's fun. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah, but I was with baby girls been around.
Yeah.
For a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's morphed.
Yeah.
Because I actually don't think most people think of the movie now. I think they really do just think of like random stuff. It's like, it's in the culture.
Right.
Like, he's a baby girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. You'd be like, I met a new guy. He's so baby girl. Let me see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what other like celebrities. I don't know what other celebrities people think are baby girl. So.
Yeah, I mean.
Let us know.
I was going to say, y'all tell us.
Y'all tell us.
You tell me. It's a new concept for me.
That's right.
That's fun, though. Super fun.
Yeah.
Well, should we chitty chat about our song of the week?
Yes.
Okay.
Should chitty chat about our song of the week. All right. The song of the week is Double Down.
Down, double down, I'm a double down.
I'll talk my shit.
So much fun, that record.
I know. I love that song.
So much fun. All it's like the song you want to like come out of the freaking tunnels, you know, like at the football games when they be coming out, running through. That's what I picture for Double Down.
Right. So origin story, Double Down.
Mm-hmm.
We're in Palm Springs. And you'll learn from this is we be traveling and writing.
We do.
We do be traveling and writing.
We do.
Because we have to. Because if we are local to Los Angeles, we will not show up to our own sessions. And that's the truth. So we be out here. We were in Palm Springs. We were in an ant-infested house.
We were.
Ants everywhere.
Oh my God, it was so bad.
And I remember, I don't even know how Double Down like fully came to be other than like, I think the concept.
I remember singing the melody.
Yeah, yeah. But the concept definitely came from this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we've just been greeted with certain situations where for the most part, I mean, I do talk out of my ass. But I think for the most part, if I say something or we say something semi-controversial, we're fine saying it.
Yeah.
Because. It's 2024 and opinions are in. And we gonna double down.
And we gonna double down.
And that's where it like kind of came from.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, minus our cancel me's, which are intentionally controversial.
Yeah, sure.
I think most of the things that come out of our mouths, we would try to stand by, I think.
Yeah. Unless, I think
like, I'm not out here trying to like lie to y'all or say crazy stuff just to say crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
and I would apologize if I meant it.
Yes.
But if I said it, I meant it. And I'll say it again. Yeah.
Period.
So that's what that kind of like came to be.
Yes.
And it was really fun. And I just still remember like, what was it like? We recorded at like 3 a.m. Was it then?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that whole camp was, every song was recorded at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So like it's any song that you hear of ours that you think is magically energetic.
Yeah.
Honestly, we had to call on the Lord to get through those sessions.
But we did.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
we just recorded them half alive.
No, we were drinking, what was it? Prosecco lemonades. That's our drink.
That's our drink.
Don't steal it.
Or steal it.
Or steal it. But don't brand it. Yeah. Because we're going to have to do that.
That's ours.
Yeah. We won't tell you the recipe fully. Anyways, but no, we were saying that and I still just remember like playing that one back. And when we had, I don't speak to no rats. This ain't Ratatouille. I was dead. It's so good.
It's so good. Yeah. No, I actually think you came up with that line. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Yeah. Which is for sure the standout line of that song.
On the couch. And that's how we feel.
Mm-hmm. But the music video, though.
Oh, let's talk about that.
I remember when we first were trying to come up with a concept for the video, we were like drawing a blank because we were like, this song doesn't really have a whole lot of like visual themes to it. Like, what are we going to do? Sit there and like pull up like nasty podcast comments and like make a video.
Right. Which would actually be hard.
We do. But nonetheless, we were like trying to think of something that was interesting and original. And I think that what's fun about all of the videos is not all of them are fully associated with the lyrics in the song. So you don't necessarily know
what you're going to get.
What you're going
to
get.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you don't. But this video to me is still at this moment in time, definitely maybe my favorite.
Yeah.
Justice for Blumpkin, if you know, you know. but that video is just so, like, we both just love the, like, Flavor of Love era and, like, that time of reality
old TV. Reality
and, like,
TV.
Really, Tiffany Pollard, like,
oof, what? New York, we love
New
you.
York, we love you. I, like, genuinely, like, will watch, like, the compilations on YouTube sometimes of just her moments.
She was made for television.
She was made for television. She's great at what she does.
Yep.
So we just decided to take that concept and throw it into the video. And it's so much fun. Like, genuinely.
We had so much fun. Yeah. Me beating Keon's ass on camera.
She beat my
ass. I had so much fun.
And it looks like she's beating my ass, and it's because she is beating my ass. Like, it's not like we were joking. Like, she was whipping me with that wig. Yeah. And I took it.
Yeah. I'm like, you know, it was like a little Bad Girls Club fantasy getting lived out. Because I'm like, I've never been in a real fight. I've never actually beat a girl's ass, but that felt like I got to get a little something out.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And it was great in the grills.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you worked that dress, honey.
I did work that dress. Yep.
No, that was a really fun video to shoot.
It was really fun. That was one of the most fun.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I agree. It's probably one of my favorites that we have so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah. Anyways, that song 2 of 52.
Yep.
Double Down. But yeah, you guys have to check it out. It's actually so much fun. And honestly, you know what? If you guys do hear this from the podcast, let's make up a little code word for them. Because I want to know who the real ones are.
That's pretty fire.
If you hear this podcast, comment Big Cucumber. On the Double Down video on YouTube, just Big Cucumber. I'm going to comment back real quick.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm going to say purr. We're going to say purr. Big Cucumber, purr. That's how you know. That's how I know that you know what I know that you know.
Period.
Period. And with that said,
we'll see you guys next time.
We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.